USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats and President Trump had a very productive meeting on infrastructure.
It's about jobs, jobs, jobs. It's about promoting commerce. It's about clean air, clean water. It's a quality of life issue, getting people out of their cars, not being on the road so much.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer also called the meeting very constructive and said the president agreed that they need to spend roughly $2 trillion on infrastructure. As the House Rules Committee holds its first ever hearing on the Medicare for All plan, Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise says he doesn't want to take away more choices from people.
We want to protect people with pre-existing conditions while focus on lowering premiums, giving families more choices. Let families choose which doctor they want to see and which plan they want to buy for their family, not some unelected bureaucrat in Washington.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory, 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Sale ends Tuesday at Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
A storm track will cause rain and severe thunderstorms with an elevated risk of flooding extending in the southern plains to the Midwest this week. AccuWeather's Joel Lundberg also says,
yeah, at this time of the year, when you see a lot of warmth and growing humidity, you have to look for around the rim of it for these disturbances to come along and the potential for some severe weather. And indeed, that's going to be the case. It looks like Texas up into portions of Missouri will probably be the area that we'll be watching most notably.
Lundberg says the best time for those isolated storms will be Tuesday afternoon into Tuesday night. Former Vice President Joe Biden has surged in polls since launching his bid for the Democratic presidential nomination, opening up a double-digit lead over the rest of the field in two new surveys. A new CNN poll found that Biden has a 24-point lead over Senator Bernie Sanders. No other candidate in the race has double-digit backing from respondents. And you're listening to USA Radio News. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
South Carolina is looking to ban energy drink sales to minors. This after a 16-year-old boy died in 2017 from heart problems caused by drinking too much caffeine. Now, he had a large Mountain Dew, a latte, and an energy drink, all within 2 hours. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Jill Ashton on the dangers of energy drinks due to their high caffeine content.
This is the actual study, and it was done over a 13-year period. They looked at three groups of Americans, teens, young adults, that's age 20 to 39, and middle-aged adults. In general, the trend regarding energy drinks up in all those groups, but most in the young adult age range. And so we have to ask, why are they drinking so much? How much are they drinking? And the long-term effects of this in our diet are really still unknown.
And mixing them with alcohol.
Exactly. Not a good thing. So let's go over some of the risks, because we know that these are loaded with caffeine. They're loaded with other stimulants like some amino acids. They are incredibly high in sugar and empty calories. And when you add that to what that's doing to our health, elevating heart rate, elevating blood pressure, increasing the risk for weight gain, which then is tied to type 2 diabetes and, of course, insomnia. So I want to be crystal clear. As a doctor and a nutritionist, once in a while, fine. Every day, multiple times a day, probably not the best for our health. Our body is two-thirds water. It's not two-thirds energy drink.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.